And this is the day that the Lord has made, y'all.
Amen.
We come to rejoice.
Amen.
We come to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will lift up his gaze with thanksgiving in my heart. I will lift up his voice with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice cause he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad.
He has made me glad.
I will rejoice cause he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice
for he has made me glad.
Amen.
Glory, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He has made me glad. And I'm so glad about it. Thank you, God.
Yay, Lord.
Glory be to God. Woo. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand before thy gates, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory to God. We're going to ask that someone will. Now let's go with our affirmation of faith. Praise God. Something that we believe in.
Amen.
Amen.
We believe that God is the Father Almighty, that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scripture has said. We believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised to judge the world and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
One God, one faith,
and one baptism.
Amen.
Amen. We believe. Amen. Praise God. And now, if we could get someone to come forth this morning with a scripture and someone to come with a prayer. Amen, amen, amen.
Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Mm-hmm. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, mm-hmm. nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Mm-hmm. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee.
Mm-hmm.
Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Psalms 91, 1 through 10.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day. Yes, another day, Lord, that we have never seen before.
Oh, yes, God.
And we're just saying thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy.
Thank you.
Lord, just have your way in this service today, Lord. Bless Pastor Burnett. Give him a word, Lord, that we hear, deliver, and make free, Lord.
Yes.
Use him, Lord, for your glory, Lord. Yes. And let us not only just be hearers of the word, but let us be doers of the word.
Yes.
We're thanking right now. We're claiming victory, reclaiming healing, reclaiming deliverance, reclaiming peace, reclaiming joy.
Yes,
Lord.
Touch, Lord.
Touch.
We'll be touched.
Yes, God.
Heal, Lord, and we'll be healed.
Yes.
Deliver, Lord, and we'll be delivered.
Yes.
We're just saying thank you.
Thank you
for what you're about to do. And we're claiming victory in the name of Jesus. We bind the devil in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Loose your divine.
Lord, have your way.
Lord.
Touch the sick and afflicted, Lord.
Lord.
Yes. And Lord, bless the doctors, the nurses, Lord.
Yes,
God. Give them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Guidance.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
To do what just needs to be done. Yes. And we're just thanking you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. Yes, you've been so good. And I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We can't thank God enough.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank him enough. I want to thank God.
Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, God. I want to thank Dr. Monica Lewis this morning for the scripture, one of my favorites. Praise
Amen.
We want to thank Deacon Wayne for the prayer. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Heartfelt prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And now it's time for the word.
Lord, amen.
We've been waiting for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Pastor, it's been 2 weeks.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I only saw him on the looking at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
But haven't seen our pastor. You said, like you said, in 2 weeks or whatever. Praise me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we need another song. Elvis Bush had to go to the hospital. Anybody else feel like a song? Well, I could give another song.
Well, same time. Same.
I can give another song.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I still have joy.
Yes, Lord.
I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy.
Yes.
I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. Hallelujah, I still have joy.
Lord.
I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. There were times in my life I felt I couldn't go on.
Yeah.
Lord touched me and he made me strong. I kept the faith, held on through the night. This is my testimony. He made everything all right. Hallelujah. I still have joy.
I still have joy.
After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. There were times in my life,
yes,
I felt I couldn't go on. Lord touched me, made me strong. I held on through the night, held on through the day. This is my testimony. He made everything all right. Hallelujah. I still have joy.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. I thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
I bless your name, God.
Have your way,
Lord.
All
the praise, God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy.
Still, Joe.
Yes.
Amen.
Glories. Thank you, God. Glory to God.
Don't.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't lose your joy.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And you got plenty of joy you can use.
Yes. Amen.
And still have a cup full.
Tell it.
Or your cup, run it over.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So much Amen. Joy is just running over.
Yes.
Amen.
Fly it on by us without using it.
Ooh, thank you, God.
Amen.
So want to drift off into on in the other way.
Shout it, Pastor.
Hallelujah. But stay on the ship. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Though the water might get rough.
Amen.
Stay there.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God will bring you safely
yes.
to the other side.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Stick with the ship.
Uh-huh.
Everything will be all right.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what Paul told him. Said, stay on the ship.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. And when the ship broke apart, everybody that got a piece of the ship made it safe to the shore.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Some on boards and some on splendors. But they made it safe to shore.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. God will do it for us as we
tend
to think that the ship is all lost.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
It ain't lost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your hope and your strength and your faith just got stronger.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So hold on and knowing that the word said you won't be lost.
Tell it, Pastor.
It's going to bring you safely to the other side.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we praise God and we love him and we anoint, glorify him. We magnify his name.
Yes, Lord.
For this is another day the Lord has made.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We shall rejoice and be glad that it is. I think this is day 217.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're still here.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. High has been some mountains and wide has been some valleys.
Yes.
Rough have been the ocean and the sea.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. But God has kept us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And brought us back together one more time.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this, we can just keep in mind that there's nothing that's going to harm us.
Amen.
God doesn't will to do what it's supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Amen.
He allowed it to come in our lives for a purpose.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach
Hallelujah. For we to see where we are.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. And so we can move out of that spot and get a little closer to Him.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. And let it, you know that you already been through this and you already been have overcome it.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So then we're standing there, moving to the next fight.
Yeah, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You know, the mountains might get rough.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But you got to keep in mind you can't climb the smooth side.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Amen.
You're just gonna keep on sliding right back.
Amen.
In the mess that you're in, that's our problem. We're trying to go through the smooth side of the mountain.
Amen.
You can't climb. You gotta have some rough places so you can reach up and grab something.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Can have a foothold.
Thank you, Lord.
To move on in up there.
Amen.
All these troubles come. They're stuck.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
To get closer to God and
Amen.
Higher up the ladder.
Yeah.
To sing the song, Climbing Jacob's Ladder.
Oh, yes.
Every round.
Yes.
Higher and higher.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. So these things come so that you can step on that.
Amen.
They didn't come to block you.
Yes.
Although that's what the enemy wants to happen.
Amen.
He wants to block you. He wants you to stop. But they didn't come to block you.
Tell it, Pastor.
He wants you to have something to stand on and move it a little higher.
Amen.
So step on it.
Uh-huh.
And go on up a little higher.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's the Lord. Thank you, God.
And everything will be all right.
Amen.
God be the glory. We praise God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and all that are with us today on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
God, we thank God for you.
Thank you.
We're here to come together on Zoom one more time.
Thank you.
Every time is precious.
Yes.
Everything is precious.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
And we glorify God.
Yes, sir.
For our valleys and our mountains, we glorify God. For tunnels we go through, hallelujah. We thank God for all, because all this makes us who we are.
Amen.
And fit us fitly in the puzzle of life
Jesus
God has put us in.
Yes. Amen.
So we can't see but right there we're at our area.
Amen.
God sees the whole picture.
Amen.
From the beginning to the end.
Hallelujah, Pastor.
Hallelujah. He sees the whole puzzle.
Yes, thank you, God.
Hallelujah. And we just do one piece at a time.
Amen.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And sometimes how difficult finding that place where it goes.
That's right.
And we'll push it to the side and come back to it later.
Amen.
Jesus.
But keep on looking.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It came for you to know that what you have already accomplished.
Amen.
If it didn't come, you won't think you never accomplished anything.
Tell it, Pastor.
You think you're still in the same place.
That's right.
When you're miles above where you were.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And closer to the kingdom of God. From the book of Galatians.
Amen.
The sixth chapter. And I think I'm going to read verse 7 and down to where the Lord tell me to stop.
Amen.
Galatians 6, begin with verse 7. Are we there?
Amen.
Okay. I heard one amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Galatians 6, verse 7. Be not deceived.
Tell it, Pastor.
God is not mocked.
Right.
For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Yes.
For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary.
Amen.
In well doing.
Tell it, Pastor.
For in due season. Somebody said due season.
Due season.
Ye shall reap if ye faint, if we faint not.
Praise the Lord.
As we have therefore opportunity. Let us do good unto all men.
Yes.
Especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I guess I'll stop there. Okay. And tell you somebody, don't get tired.
Don't get tired.
Don't get tired.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Lord, yeah.
We have a problem. We relate everything from the physical point of view. And very seldom do we link it to the spiritual. Side of it.
Amen.
And this gives us a problem.
Amen. Tell it.
Because we're trying to satisfy the flesh.
Yes.
When we're supposed to be satisfying the spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The flesh will lead to destruction.
Yes, Lord.
But the spirit will lead to life everlasting.
Thank you, Lord.
The spirit is eternal. The flesh is temporal. And so we got to know what is what.
Amen.
And how to handle each. The way to handle this is to go by the Spirit.
Amen.
Of the Lord. Okay. And do what the Spirit tells us to do.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. The Spirit is God himself. Okay. And all his power is interested with it. The Spirit is our teacher.
Yes.
Is our guide. Is our everything.
Amen.
He's our connection to the Father.
That's right. Amen.
Because we cannot go directly to the Father because of our sinful self.
Amen.
But the Spirit can intercede for us.
Yes.
And he does that for us all the time.
Thank you.
Because we don't even know what to ask for.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
But we don't even know what to ask for.
Amen.
All right, we go to God with our petition.
Yes.
With our request. And the Spirit had to go through them and discern them and tell God what it is you want.
Amen.
Because you think you need this. And the Spirit knows that you need that. Okay. You think you need a Rolls Royce. And all you need is a Chevrolet.
Amen.
Okay, so we have big minds.
Amen.
For the wrong thing.
Tell it. Amen.
Okay, we have big minds ought to be for the sake of Christ.
Amen.
For the work of the kingdom.
Yes.
For the coming of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
We have ought to have great big expectations.
Yes. Amen.
Uh-huh.
All right. And we know that when we have these expectations from the Lord,
uh-huh,
things will work out all right.
Amen.
If we follow his lead.
Amen.
Okay. But our expectations and earthly things.
Tell it, Pastor.
And the word told us don't get caught up in these earthly treasures.
Amen.
But we need to be storing up heavenly treasures.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Where the moth can't eat it.
Amen.
Rust can't corrode it.
Tell it. Amen.
And thieves can't come and steal it.
Amen.
All right. And some of us wind up in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're trying to protect all these earthly things and leaving our heavenly things.
Amen.
Okay. So, Word of God is our teacher. He is our guide, is the hope, is your answer to everything.
Amen.
That you need to know.
Thank you, Lou.
Galatians tells us, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things.
Amen.
Okay. You are to give.
That's right.
Of yourself,
mm-hmm,
of your substance,
mm-hmm,
to those that teach in the word.
Amen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To help them because they are helping you.
Amen.
You don't look at it in that sense.
Amen.
But he teaches you in the word, helping you in your eternal preparation so that you can have eternal life with the Lord and not be burning in hell.
Amen.
Okay. So it's like one is working for you and you need to pay the wages. But the devil will let you see it in another way.
Mm-hmm.
So he tells us to don't be deceived.
Uh-huh.
Say, neighbor, don't let the devil fool you.
Neighbor, don't let the devil fool you.
Don't be deceived. Be not deceived. Amen.
Be not deceived.
Okay. Because the devil will deceive you.
That's right.
Amen.
He is a deceiver.
Yes, he is.
And he's a liar, too.
That's right.
Okay. And when you look at the two, a deceiver ain't nothing but a liar.
Mm.
Man.
Because we lie to deceive people.
Yes.
From what we actually did do or say.
Uh-huh.
All right. And so that's all deception is. It's a lie.
Yes.
It says one thing. But it does another.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. It is another.
Yes.
Okay. Like the election things. Some of the people in the campaign,
uh-huh,
made up false proofs.
Yeah.
Okay. And a lot of people fell for it.
Uh-huh.
Man.
But the word said, don't you get be deceived.
Amen.
Don't fall for those false truths.
Yes.
It says, you shall know the truth.
And
the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
And we just, some of us just didn't know how to know the truth.
Amen.
We tend to fall for those deceptive things. Right, easily. when you know the truth, you've been made free.
Yeah, that's Pastor.
Yeah, you're going back into bondage. All right, because of something else that you may not like about the individual. Well, yeah. He that soweth. Okay, no, I didn't finish that verse 7, did I? God is not mocked. Huh? So don't be for the food. God's going to do what God said he will do.
Amen. Yeah.
He will not be mocked. He, what God said he'll happen, will indeed happen. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Okay. Whatever seeds you are sowing.
Tell it, Pastor.
That's what your harvest going to have to be from. If you sow collards,
reap some collards.
No, yeah, it's going to be collards. Don't go out there looking for spring beans. Because you didn't sow spring beans.
Amen.
You got to get collards. And if you sow cabbage,
that's right, going to get cabbage.
You're going to get cabbage.
Yeah.
If you sow peaches, you're going to get peach.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, tell somebody, whatever it is,
whatever it is
that you sow, that's what you're going to have to get.
Amen. Yeah.
Back in return.
Amen.
If I treat you wrong, look for somebody to treat me wrong. If I lie on you, somebody got to lie on me. Because that's the seed I'm sowing.
That's right.
Amen.
Jesus. If I criticize somebody, I'm going to be criticized.
Yeah.
That's the seed you're sowing.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. If I hate somebody,
they're
not going to hate me.
Amen.
That's the seed you're sowing.
Man.
Okay. So whatever we do in life, look what to come back to you again.
Amen.
It may not be in the same form, but it'll be the fruit of it.
Amen.
That we got from it, or that we sowed when we were doing it. Whatever you sow, that you shall also reap.
Mm-hmm.
If you know how you can't stand somebody, somebody can't stand you. None of us are perfect.
Amen.
Okay. But the word said you need to love them.
That's right.
Amen.
Pray for them. Okay. Do those things that is right and God has told us to do. Okay. For what he soweth to his flesh.
Amen.
Shall of the flesh reap corruption. There it goes again. What you are sowing is to your flesh.
Amen.
Okay. So of the flesh, you're going to get corruption. Okay. You trying to satisfy that flesh, and all the flesh is bringing it back on you compound.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. The flesh is no good. Isn't that what the word said?
That's right.
There is no good
thing in the flesh.
In the flesh. No good deed in the flesh. None at all. So stop trying to look for some.
Amen.
Good to come out the flesh.
Tell it, Pastor.
The word said there's no good thing. No good thing in the flesh.
Amen.
All right. So if you got a well, and you dug it deep down there and hit artesian water, don't expect to be drawing out fresh water. You can only get artesian water from an artesian well.
Mm-hmm.
You can only get salt water from a salt well. Okay, you want fresh water, you got to get fresh water well.
Amen.
Okay. So whatever it is,
whatever,
you're gonna get it.
Okay.
So whatever you sow, that you're gonna reap.
Right here.
For he that sow into the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption.
Amen.
Yeah, the name of corruption ain't good.
Corruption ain't good.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Okay. It's bad. It's because it's contaminated. It will mess things up.
Amen.
You can have a good cake cooking. Stirring it up. And you decide you can put lard in there instead of butter.
Uh-oh.
You ain't gonna have no good cake.
Amen.
You might have some corrupt biscuits. But you can have no good cake.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So don't corrupt it by bringing the flesh into the picture.
Amen.
Okay. You can't do what the flesh tells you to do. The flesh wants you to get revenge.
Amen.
The flesh wants you to quit what you're doing that is good and do what is bad. The flesh wants you to get revenge. Revenge belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
God said he would do all the repaying.
Yes, he did.
All right. So don't get tired of doing what's right. We would do what's right.
Amen.
And the more right I do, the worse things get for me.
Yeah.
Keep on doing it.
Amen.
You ain't losing.
Keep on doing.
You're not going to lose not one bit.
Amen.
For whatever you're doing for the kingdom here, God said you're going to reap it fourfold over there.
Amen.
Yeah.
So you're going to get what you've done,
get
what was promised to you, plus more. Okay? You can't lose using the word of God.
Amen.
It compounds for you.
Amen.
Yeah.
It doubles the thing for you.
Amen.
For he that sow it to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting.
Amen.
So, if you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption.
Amen.
You're going to reap destruction.
Amen.
You're going to die. Sow into the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sow to the Spirit of God,
amen,
it turns into life everlasting.
Amen.
So, which is it that you'll do? Choose life or choose corruption? Let us not be weary.
Amen.
Okay. Don't get tired.
Tell it.
In our well doing. Okay. Don't get tired of doing good. And we'll get tired doing good right quick, don't we? I'm tired.
Yes, Lord.
I did something for you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But today, if there's somebody, today is a new day.
Today is a new day.
Yesterday is gone.
Yesterday is gone.
And it won't be back.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So you got to do what you need to do and do it now.
That's right.
Today.
Today.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing about last minute.
Yes.
That minute is gone.
Yes. Amen.
It won't never come back again.
That's right.
Okay. And so we just have to live in the moment that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get tired of doing good.
Amen.
God does good for us.
Yes, he does.
And he does it when?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
He doesn't get, aren't you glad God don't get weary in doing good for us?
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
If he does get weary,
thank you, God.
For what we've been doing out here, we're doing good to us, we're going to be in a problem.
Yeah, in bad shape.
All right. Amen. You're going to be helpless.
Amen.
You're going to be dead. But God, keep on doing good to us and for us, even though we've been bad.
Amen.
Amen. You sure do.
We've been lying. We are lying.
Yes.
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 We were deceit.
Yes.
Or deceived.
Uh-huh.
We sometimes talk about people.
Uh-huh.
Man. Bridget, Pastor Bridget.
Sometimes we ridicule them.
Uh-huh.
We cause some expense of them at their life, hope, and pleasure.
Uh-huh.
You will say things that so you can get a laugh.
Yes.
But don't worry about whether it's hurting the person you're doing it to or not.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. If it's not gonna be good to them, then don't do it.
Amen.
Okay. If you're lifting them up, pour it on. Bring it on.
That's right.
All right, man.
If you are causing them to have a better day, do it.
Yeah. All right, man.
If you call them to get closer to Christ, do it.
Amen.
If you call you to love one another even more, do it.
Amen.
If you call them to destruction, put on your brakes.
Amen.
Say so.
Okay. If it's causing you to bring tears to somebody's eyes, and those tears are not tears of joy, put on your brakes.
Tell it, Pastor.
If you're not lifting somebody up, put it on the brakes.
All right, man.
If you're not giving them hope,
woo!
Put it on the brakes.
Yeah.
All right. Get tired of doing that.
Yes.
But don't get tired of doing good.
Amen.
If you did it yesterday, do it again today.
Amen.
If it needs to be done tomorrow, do it again tomorrow.
Yes.
And the next day. And the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. Just keep on doing good.
Yes.
Every day.
Amen.
All day long. Do good.
Do good.
Okay. So, he that soweth to the flesh, you're going to reach corruption. But if you sow to the spirit, you'll get life everlasting. Hallelujah. So don't get tired.
Don't get tired.
Don't get tired.
Amen. Don't get tired.
As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good to all men.
Amen.
As the opportunity arrives.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Occasion to do for you, do good, do it.
Amen.
Okay. If you come to a time that you are capable of helping somebody to do something, they are in need of that to happen, volunteer and do it.
Amen.
Okay. Do it. Don't wait for somebody to ask you all the time.
Amen.
Okay. God gives us good things all day long.
Amen.
We don't be asking them all day long. He keep on doing good things all day long.
Amen.
Yes.
And through the night.
That's right.
24/7.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. He does it all the time.
Amen.
Doing good for you. So as the opportunity arrives, let us do good. To who?
All men.
All men.
Yes.
Okay. What about my enemies?
Them too.
Do good to.
What about that person that just lied on me?
Them too. Do good to him.
Do good.
What about that person that's been criticizing me?
Amen.
Do good to all men.
Well, that person just hurt my feelings.
All men.
You're good.
You're good.
Do good to all men. Can I tell you what I want to do good to today?
Thank God. Hey.
Can I just pick to?
No, Pastor, you can't pick and choose.
Do good to all men.
Can't pick and choose.
Okay. Can't pick and choose.
Oh, amen.
Do it to all men. Do amen. Good as the opportunity arrives.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Do good.
Do good.
If they lie on you, still do good.
Amen.
Okay. If they criticize you, do good.
That's right.
If they hurt your feelings, do good, because your feelings will not be out there in the first place.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
Because the word tell you, don't be weary.
Well doing.
And you're well doing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it tells us, don't worry about nothing.
Amen.
Okay. Don't worry about nothing.
That's right.
All right. Whatever happens, God allow it to happen.
Tell it, Pastor.
So that you can be a witness.
Yes.
To the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
He'll let everything work out for your good.
Amen. Preach it, Pastor. Preach it.
Okay. God is good.
All the time.
All the time, God is
good.
Good, good, good.
Yes.
Okay. So, make sure that you do good.
Yes.
Do good.
To all men.
Amen.
Now, you to do good to all men, but especially.
Tell it, Pastor.
To them who are of the household of faith.
The household of faith. Okay.
So, you're going to do good to everybody. Mm-hmm. But jump at the opportunity. To help those of the household of faith.
Amen.
When you have an opportunity, bless them.
Help us, Lord.
Bless them with a good word. Bless them with your finance.
Amen.
Bless them with a song.
Mm-hmm.
Do something that will bless them.
Amen.
As the opportunity to come about to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get tired of doing it.
That's right. Amen.
All right. But keep on doing it.
Amen.
God is going to work it out.
Yes, he will.
All right. And he will work it out at good time.
Amen. Thank you, God.
So do good, especially those who are the household of faith.
Yes, yes.
And Paul said that you see how large a letter I've written unto you.
Uh-huh.
With his own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh.
Yes.
They constrain you to be circumcised.
Yes.
Only unless they should suffer persecution.
Amen.
For the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised.
Amen.
That they may glory in the flesh.
Amen. Thank you, God.
For God forbids that I should glory, say the cross of the Lord Jesus. Okay, Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Okay, so keep on doing good.
Amen.
Philippians says here that be careful for nothing.
Yeah.
Man.
Be in it, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving. Let us request, let your request be known unto God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Okay. So, whatever it is, go through it.
Amen.
Okay. And let God know what you want to do.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Help you to overcome. Okay. Help you to pass this test.
Amen.
He allowed to come your way and give it thanks.
Amen.
For taking you through it.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody said in the song, don't ask him to move your mountain. Give him strength to climb it. So if he keep moving things out your way, you're going to wind up being a wimp.
Okay,
man. But you need to climb some mountains sometimes.
Yeah,
right.
You go across some valleys sometimes. Okay. And it said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Okay. Now, so it says, finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. Whatever things are just. Whatever things are pure. Whatever things are lovely.
Yes, sir.
Whatever things are of good report. If there be any virtue in you.
Yes, sir. Think on this.
If there be any praise.
Yes, sir.
Think on these things.
Yes, sir.
So what it is that you should think about, they just tell you what they were in that.
That's right.
Philippians 4 and the 8th verse. Whatever things are good. Whatever things are pure. He tell you all those things. If you be in the virtue of you.
Tell it, Pastor.
If you're having a problem that trying to press you down, think of those things.
Amen.
Those things which you have both learned and received and heard.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And see in me. Do it.
Yes. Thank you, God.
For the God of peace shall be with you. So God is with you. As long as you're doing those things that you're supposed to do.
Amen.
God will be with you. But I rejoice in that the Lord greatly, but now in the last, your care of me, for me, had flourished again. Okay, so it sounds like here that they were doing something for him, and there was a period that came through that they weren't able to do it. But now God has blessed them, so they're able to pick back up and do it again. So, and ye were also careful, but ye lacked the opportunity. You wanted to do it, but you didn't have the opportunity. Now you got opportunity. So do good.
Thank you, Lord.
Do the household of faith. Do it. Since you get the opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, but I have learned in whatsoever state that I am, therewith to be content. Okay? Don't get tired.
Amen.
Be satisfied.
Amen.
With the state that you're in. Don't get tired. God is taking you through.
Yes.
He just wants you to stand.
Amen.
Hold fast to your faith. The battle ain't yours.
Belongs to God.
It belongs to God.
Amen.
So stop trying to fight. That's why you're getting tired.
Amen.
So you're going to fight it. But you need to be still and know that he's God.
Yes.
And when you be still and know that he's God,
yes,
then God will do God things.
Yes, he will.
In your life.
Amen. Thank you.
Because you're not God.
Yes.
So he's only trying.
That's right.
So I know both how to be a base and I know how to be a bound.
Yes.
Everywhere and in all things.
Amen.
I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry.
Uh-huh.
Both to be abound and to suffer need.
Amen.
So whatever state that you're in.
Yes.
Okay. Be content.
Be content.
Be satisfied.
Uh-huh.
Cause God knows it could be worse.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. So keep on remembering that you're blessed
and
highly favored.
Woo!
And friends benefits.
Amen.
And overflow.
Overflow.
I can do all things.
Yes.
I can do all things.
All things.
I wish somebody would say that. I can do all things.
I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Through Christ.
That strengthens me.
Whatever it is.
Yes.
With Christ on my side.
Amen.
I can do it.
I can take the good.
Yeah.
I can take the bad.
Yeah.
I can be up.
Yes.
I know how to be down.
Uh-huh.
I can be hungry.
Yes.
I know how to be full.
All right now.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
I won't complain.
I know that.
I know that God,
God
is taking me through.
Yes.
I can do
all things.
Through Christ.
That
strengthens me.
Yes, Lord.
I can. Somebody have to say that three times.
I can.
Do all things.
Through Christ.
That strengthens me.
That strengthens me.
Remember, you got to do it through Christ now.
Yes, amen.
You can't do it through your own.
I know that's right.
You got to do it through Christ.
Uh-huh.
In other words, let God have it.
Yeah.
Amen.
The battle is his.
That's right. Amen.
All I got to do is just take it.
Uh-huh.
You're going to hurt me.
Uh-huh.
The things that you say.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just casting hurt on the God.
Amen.
So he told me to cast all my care.
On him.
Upon him.
Yes, Lord.
So he cared for me.
Yes.
So you thought to me, I'm throwing it to God.
Amen. Amen. To God.
Amen. So don't get tired.
Don't get tired.
Of shoving it away.
Yes.
Amen.
You got a shovel in your hand.
Yes. Amen.
They to throw the dirt at you, take the shovel and pick it up and throw it to Christ.
Amen.
And God will clean it up.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Or the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
We're cleansed.
Amen.
And he will.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name.
Notwithstanding, ye have well done.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
That ye did communicate with my affliction. Okay. Now that communication is not talking about like we're communicating right now.
All right, teach your pastor.
Talking about one another. Or talking to one another.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about giving to help in the ministry. Okay. And it says, now you Philippians, and I'm quitting. Know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Okay? The Philippian was the only one that were giving him things to help him in his ministry as he went from place to place. All right. And that 16th verse says, For even in Thessalonians, you sent once, and again you sent it to me for my necessity. Mm-hmm. Not because I desired a gift. In other words, you didn't get it because I wanted it. You gave it to you because they were right to do it. But I desire fruit that may abound in your account. So as you give to the people of God, uh-huh, it puts fruit in your account.
Uh-huh. Amen.
And you're being blessed. You're building up your treasure in heaven. But I have all and I abound. I am full, uh-huh, having received of Epaphroditus, the things which were sent, uh-huh, from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable and well pleasing to God. So as you give, uh-huh, it sends up an aroma.
Yes.
A sweet smell and aroma, uh-huh, into the nostrils of God. Yes. And it moves God to send back a blessing that you're not able to receive, uh-huh, as you give. Yes. God will make it up.
Amen.
And bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you don't get tired.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Don't get tired.
Amen.
It may not look like it's paying off for you, mm-hmm, but don't get tired.
Jesus.
God will.
God will.
Make it all right.
Yeah.
All right. God bless you.
Amen.
Have a smile.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't get tired.
Don't get tired.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't get tired.
Don't get tired.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. Savior. What's his name? Jesus. He's holy, 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 holy. Holy. What's his name? Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. Praise God. God is able.
Amen.
Let's keep on looking to the hills.
Amen.
Don't get tired of looking up.
Amen.
That's right.
Don't get tired of calling on God.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
He wants you to call him.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. He's God and he wants you to let him be God in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
So stop trying to do it all on your own. And do what the word said. Cast not some.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
All your
care. All your care.
Okay. All right. And then all you got to do is get him the praise.
Amen.
Jesus.
Work it out.
Hallelujah.
Found some way.
Yes. Amen.
It's going to be worked out.
Hallelujah. Thank you, George. Thank you, God.
Glory to God.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Praise God.
The body of Christ is under attack.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But God is able to handle it all.
Yes, he is.
And he's going to handle it through us.
Mm-hmm. Tell it, Pastor.
Just be that willing vessel.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All right. To suffer for him while he suffered for us.
Mm-hmm.
Other announcements? Okay. Thank God for all of you.
Amen. Thank God for you too, Pastor.
Yes, thank God.
Good word.
And let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we are so grateful for this hour and this day you allowed us to be a part of.
Thank you.
Thank you, God, for all you continue to do in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Pray now that never move in the situation of
have your way, Lord.
He is the good man. Sister.
Thank you.
And the family.
Yes, Lord. Bless him.
To overcome and do the things that's right and pleasing your sight.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that thou will bless the sister who lies in the comatose.
Yes, Lord. Bless her, Lord.
God, you able to bring out.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
But in the name of Jesus.
That it should not happen.
Yes, Lord.
I will just take her home in your kingdom.
Yes,
Lord. Jesus, we pray that thou will bless God in a mighty special way.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, rise up from that bed.
Yes, Lord.
Also, to get up and walk.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, that should be your will.
Yes, Lord.
God, but we're not asking you not to do what's in your will.
Yes, Lord.
Let thy will be done.
Yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
To know how to accept your will.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, and be who you are.
Yes.
Don't get weary in our well doing.
Yes, Lord.
Keep on blessing you.
Yes.
Oh, the earth is yours.
Yes, Lord.
And the fullness of.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything. Well, the end is
yeah.
yours. In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Grateful to acknowledge that.
Bless, Lord.
Jesus' name is great. Bless this congregation.
Bless us, Lord.
As we journey from this mountain of privilege.
Yeah.
Your protection all about us.
Yes, Lord.
In good health and in perfect peace.
Yeah.
We meet again. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.